With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Currently in the West, states are dealing with record heat this summer. The saving grace for farmers and ranchers is the above-average snowpack and water supply available to help get through these hotter-than-average months. Neil Durant is owner of the Big D Ranch and says, even with all the water, some crops are still struggling. Crops like sugar beets, onions, and even beans.
Another crop that we're having some issues with is our bean fields, just keeping the blooms from falling off because it's getting too hot. And so we're trying to keep that water going on them. That's another sensitive crop that's sensitive to the heat.
But it's a much different story in places like North Dakota, where drought is taking a huge toll on producers across the state. Varick and Sarah Shook ranch near Carson, one of the hardest hit areas of drought.
So last year the hay crop was bad. So we didn't have, and then we had one of the worst winters we've had in quite a while. So we didn't have really anything for leftover. There really hasn't been much for hay this year. We've put up a couple hundred bales. We've cut all our creeks and our sloughs, which normally, you know, you can't get into until October. We cut them a month ago already.
She says nearly the entire wheat crop in their area has been cut for hay, and some are even cutting their corn for hay. Instead of buying hay, they now plan to sell a quarter to one half of their herd later this fall.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.